Not as green as we think. How many times have we been told that something is good for the environment, only to find out later that it is not so green? Here are a few you may want to reconsider. Almonds. The bad news.
The rise of veganism has caused an explosion in people drinking almond milk, sales of which have risen 250% in 5 years. As a result, California's almond farms, which provide 80% of the world's almonds, have become a $6 billion industry. But the trouble is that this creates a massive monoculture, with almond trees being the only plants that grow across a vast swath of California. Unsurprisingly, without a balanced ecosystem, there are no insects to pollinate the almond trees when they flower in February. Consequently, almond farmers pay apiculturists to transport their beehives to California in February. Each year, an incredible 2/3 of America's beehives make this journey. It's bad news for the bees, however, because almond trees are treated with more pesticides and herbicides than any other arable crop, in particular glyphosate, which is lethal to bees. In general, each apiculturist will lose about 1/3 of their bees each year, but it is still financially viable for them because almond farmers pay them more money to pollinate their trees than they can earn from selling honey.
The good news.
If you want to use a non-dairy milk, there are multiple alternatives that are far more sustainable than almond milk. The most ecological alternative is oat milk, although this isn't as high in protein as other milks. It is also possible to find organic almond milk from farms that support sustainable practices. Reusable bags. The bad news.
When supermarkets stopped giving customers free single-use bags for their shopping, it seemed like a big step forward in cutting plastic waste. These days, most people use the stronger plastic for life bags that supermarkets now sell instead. The problem is that many people are now treating these bags as disposable. Indeed, Greenpeace says that 1.5 billion bags for life were sold in the UK in 2019. That equates to 57 bags per household, or one a week. But these bags need to be used at least 11 times before they start to have a lower carbon footprint than single-use bags. Also, they are not easily recyclable. Made of several layers of different plastics, they are a far worse pollutant than single-use bags if they enter the environment.
The good news.
On the one hand, it's simple to keep using the same bag. Some bags, such as cotton or nylon totes, are light enough to always have on you. In any case, some supermarkets are now taking a different approach, abandoning plastic in favour of paper, or selling disposable bags made from biodegradable plastic. Avocados. The bad news.
Exotic fruit and veg travels a long distance to arrive in our shops, and avocados are no exception, because they grow best in certain places. They thrive in a subtropical climate at an altitude of 1,500 meters, which is why almost half of the world's avocados come from Mexico. The trouble is that thanks to their popularity, avocados have become a $12 billion industry, which means the business has attracted the attention of Mexico's notorious drug cartels. The cartels can make more money exporting avocados than marijuana, leading them to make life extremely uncomfortable for the country's avocado farmers. Most are forced to pay extortion money to the cartels or risk being killed. Farmers and family members are frequently kidnapped for ransom. The only way to resist the cartels is to organize themselves into armed militias and fight, sometimes against huge convoys of gang warriors.
The good news.
A lot of avocados sold in Europe come from Spain, Kenya, and Israel. So you aren't actively supporting organized crime by buying them, as you often are with Mexican varieties. Unfortunately, those are all relatively dry countries, and avocados need far more water than many fruits, 3 times the amount grapes need, for example. Hybrid cars. The bad news.
Anyone who thought that they were making an environmental choice with a hybrid car seems to have been duped. Hybrid cars can be worse for the environment than modern petrol cars. This is because they combine the worst aspects of their different types of propulsion. Their batteries make them heavier than ordinary cars, but not powerful enough to be very good electric cars, so they rapidly switch to their petrol engine. And drivers typically don't recharge the battery often enough, as they know they have a backup. But their petrol engines produce more emissions than a pure petrol car, from 3 to 12 times more than the manufacturers claim. Hybrid cars are also less fuel efficient because of their heaviness.
The good news.
If you mainly use a hybrid for short trips and keep the battery charged, they can still make ecological sense. But European governments have now recognized the problem with hybrids and are planning to ban them in 2035, at the same time as petrol and diesel cars. Paper packaging. The bad news.
Wanting to appear eco-conscious, more and more businesses are selling their products in cardboard packaging, not plastic. But in some cases, this is far worse, in particular for food products. That's certainly the case for meat that used to be sold in plastic trays. The trays were made with PET plastic, which is totally recyclable. But that same meat will increasingly now be sold in a paper-based tray that has to be laminated with a thin layer of plastic to create a non-porous barrier on the inside. Both the plastic and the paper become difficult to recycle because they are bonded together. The result? They will probably be burned or go to a landfill.
The good news.
Paper-based packaging does make sense for dry, non-food products that don't need any kind of plastification. This will be easily and endlessly recyclable, so it's great, so long as the original paper is from properly managed forests. For wet or organic products, recyclable plastic is actually the more sustainable solution. Bicycles. The bad news.
People assume that traveling by bicycle is better for the environment than using a car or even public transport. But they are not taking into account the increased food consumption by cyclists due to the energy they are expending. In some cases, this will involve muffins, a high-sugar, low-nutrient food, often made using palm oil, which is a major cause of rainforest destruction. Furthermore, the increased respiration of cyclists as they go uphill results in far more CO2 being expelled than by a person using an electric form of personal transport. In some cases, they will also transpire a lot, so their clothes will have to be washed, therefore using extra water and potentially releasing microplastics into the sea, which will enter the food chain and kill us all.
The good news?
We're just joking. Bikes are still good.